God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is no merit to being ignorant. Did you hear me? There ain't no advantage to being ignorant. You want to learn every good thing you can. You want to develop and grow in all good knowledge that you can. But no matter what you know, you don't know as you ought to know. And even the great apostle Paul, he was a scholar. I mean, he achieved rank as a very young man in the scholastic field. He was an orator. He was as sharp as could be. And he, when he got saved and got to God, he said, I count all that stuff as dung compared to the knowledge of knowing him. Amen. Amen. He said, that's the thing. Knowing him. That's the thing. Everybody say, that's the thing. Knowing him. Verse 8, Jesus knew their thoughts. He knew they were sitting there taking notes, trying to find faults, trying to quote him on something, get him in trouble with the authorities. He knew that. And so he said to the man which had the withered hand. He didn't play it safe, did he? He didn't say, well, I better lay low. Look at this bunch in here tonight. If I say the wrong thing, this will be all over the papers tomorrow. And this will cause me untold trouble. I'll just wait and heal him tomorrow. Monday will be just as good. Or whatever. No, it's not just as good. How many know that we must not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus? We must not back off. If it cost us, it cost us. If people don't understand, they don't understand. That doesn't make it wrong, because the gospel is right. And the truth is right. And you're not going to help other people by backing down. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to fight. You don't have to argue. You just don't back down off the truth. Amen. He knew their thoughts. And so he called to the man. He said, rise up, stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. How many think you'd probably kind of tense in there at that moment? What do you think these scribes and Pharisees are doing? I told you. Watch. Sabbath day. He didn't back off it. He got right in the middle of it. He knew what they were thinking. He walked right over and pointed to the man with the withered hand. He said, you right here. You. He said, me? He said, you. He said, stand up. Get up out of your seat. Stand up right now. He stood up. I bet it was quiet in there. Tense. And these guys, these thoughts are racing in their minds. They're thinking, all right, we'll get him. We'll get him now. Are you taking all this down? Are you writing this down? And then, while the man's standing up, he turns and asks them a question. He said, I want to ask you one thing. He's looking straight at these Pharisees and doctors of the law. Because they're supposed to be experts on what is lawful and what is not. He said, is it lawful? Because that's what these guys were all about. Lawful. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And then he waited on them to reply. They looked at each other. If they say to do good, well, healing's good. If they say to do evil, nobody's going to like that. Right? Thank God for the wisdom of God. Amen. Now, go back to Matthew again. Because Matthew includes this. He said this before he asked that question. He said, what man shall there be among you that'll have a sheep? This is Matthew 12:11. We just read it. And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Now, he's asking them a question. Of course, these guys were wealthy, a lot of them. They had livestock. A lot of your wealth in those days wasn't in currency. It was in livestock. Sure, they had sheep. So he wants to know. He looks at them. Dr. So-and-so, your sheep falls into the ditch on the Sabbath day. What do? You leave him in there? Or you get him out? Which one? What'd they say? Where's their answer? What did they say? No, Mark talked about that. They had no answer. Because what would they do? What would they have done? What about their sheep being in the ditch on the Sabbath day? What do you think? Now, let me ask you this. This is not just for back then. This is for today. This is God talking to us today. Dog falls down in a hole. He's down there hollering. It's Sunday or any day. What do you do? I know. You kneel down at the well. And you go, now, Father, your ways are mysterious. And what we need to know is it your will for us to get this puppy out of the well? Because maybe you put Fido down there for a reason that we don't know about. And if you put him down there to teach him something, then we don't want to get him out. And so would you reveal to us, if it's your will, for us to get Fido out of the well today? Now, some people, you know, they think, well, oh, watch it. You better watch it, Brother King. No, you better watch it.
Amen.
I'm quoting Jesus. Amen. He compared healing a man to an animal in distress. I didn't come up with that comparison. He did. And he used it more than once. We'll see this again as we study these examples and these accounts of healing. Yet this is the number one thing in all of the subject and area of healing. This is it. This is the thing millions are stumbling over. This is the thing millions of Christians have their faith completely undermined by this thing. Is it God's will? Is it God's will to heal? Well, we've had hundreds of years of confusion preached on this subject. Well, we just don't always know. Or the famous, you just never know. People quote that like it's a scripture. It's not in here. Well, they try to look wise. Well, you just never know. What does that mean? What is confessing ignorance? Have you ever heard of Dr. Alexander Dowie and how God used him in the turn of the century? He was from Australia, wasn't he? He grew up in a particular denomination that didn't believe that it was God's will to heal. They believed that Jesus could heal and the apostles could heal. But when the last apostle died, all that passed away and it ceased. And they had a severe problems in their area. People were dying. Right and left. And he got a revelation out of Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good. Is that what we're reading about here? Yeah. Is it lawful? The word lawful also means right. Is it right? This is a perfect way of saying it. What is more lawful than the will of God? What is more right than the will of God? So isn't that something else they were asking? Is it the will of God to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath day? And it said how God anointed Jesus, went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He had never seen that before. And he realized everybody that Jesus healed was oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38 said so. He began to realize none of those people were oppressed of God in the sickness. The Bible calls sickness satanic oppression. Confused preachers call it a mysterious work of God. It's not in here. I know I say it boldly, but you have to, because if you're wavering on this, you can't have faith to be healed. Wondering about this issue will completely destroy your faith to be healed. That's where faith begins. It's where the will of God is known. In his study, he got a revelation of that verse, and he thought, this is not God killing our wives and our cousins and our children. I mean, they had an epidemic. They had a plague in their area. People were dying right and left. Funerals every day. And a friend of his wife was laying at the point of death. He grabbed that verse and ran out of his study, and he went to that hospital room, and he said, I rebuke you, you foul work of the devil, oppression of sickness, get out. And the preachers there said, oh, you shut up, you get out of here. Don't you dare touch the work of God. He said, sirs, this is not the work of my Father.
Amen.
Get back.
Amen.
She come off the bed.
Hallelujah.
And his healing ministry started.
Yes.
And if you know anything about it, some incredible stuff.
Yes.
Whoo. They said there was a panel of ministers and physicians, many of them unbelievers, on his platform one night in one of his huge meetings. And a lady came up that had cancer all down the side of her face, huge growth. She was near death because of the thing. He called her up on purpose. Turned and looked at these. Some of them were unbelieving preachers. Some of them were unbelieving physicians and scientists and skeptics. He had them up there on purpose. And he said, how many of you believe that God heals today? A lot of them just stood there and looked at him, kind of like this bunch that was sitting there. He walked up to her. He said, in the name of Jesus. And he reached up on the side of her face and took hold of that and pulled that thing off of her face, and baby skin came up under it. Documented by the scientists and the doctors and the preachers. They all saw it, and thousands of people. Where did this kind of miracle manifestation start? He got a revelation that sickness is not the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with the Withered Hand, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R711. That's R711. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.